The following is a review of the quantitative methods principles designed to address the learning outcomes statements set forth by the CFA Institute. It is also covered in common probability distributions. The first two LOS are to define a probability distribution and distinguish between discrete and continuous random variables and their probability functions, and to describe the set of possible outcomes of a specified discrete random variable. A probability distribution describes the probabilities of all the possible outcomes for a random variable. The probabilities of all possible outcomes must sum to one. A simple probability distribution is that for the roll of one fair die. There are six possible outcomes, and each one has a probability of 1/6, so they sum to one. The probability distribution of all the possible returns on the S&P 500 index for the next year is a more complex version of the same idea. A discrete random variable is one for which the number of possible outcomes can be counted. And for each possible outcome, there is a measurable and positive probability. An example of a discrete random variable is the number of days it rains in a given month, because there are a finite number of possible outcomes. The number of days it can rain in a month is defined by the number of days in the month. A probability function specifies the probability that a random variable is equal to a specific value. The two key properties of a probability function are 1. The probability that random variable X will take on a specific value ranges from 0 through positive 1, and 2. The sum of all probabilities for all possible outcomes for a random variable must equal 1. A continuous random variable, on the other hand, is one for which the number of possible outcomes is infinite, even if lower and upper bounds exist. The actual amount of daily rainfall between 0 and 100 inches is an example of a continuous random variable, because the actual amount of rainfall can take on an infinite number of values. Daily rainfall can be measured in inches, half inches, quarter inches, thousandths of inches, or even in smaller increments. Thus, the number of possible daily rainfall amounts between 0 and 100 inches is essentially infinite. The assignment of probabilities to the possible outcomes for discrete and continuous random variables provides us with discrete probability distributions and continuous probability distributions. The difference between the types of distributions is most apparent for the following properties. For a discrete distribution, the probability of the occurrence of X is 0 when X cannot occur, or the probability of X is greater than 0 or positive when X can occur. For a continuous distribution, the probability that the random variable X takes on a specific value is 0, even though the specific value can occur. We can only consider that the random variable X takes on a value between two other values. For example, the probability of receiving 2 inches of rain in June is 0, because 2 inches is a single point in an infinite range of possible values. On the other hand, the probability of the amount of rain being between 1.99 and 2.01 inches has some positive value. In finance applications, sometimes discrete distributions are treated as though they are continuous because the number of possible outcomes is very large. For example, the increase or decrease in the price of a stock traded on an American exchange is recorded in dollars and cents. Yet the probability of exactly $1.33 or $1.34 or any other specific change is almost zero. It is customary, therefore, to speak in terms of the probability of a range of possible price changes, say between $1 and $2. In other words, the probability of a price change equal to $1.33 is essentially zero, but the probability that the price change is between $1 and $2 is greater than zero. The next two LOS are to interpret a cumulative distribution function and to calculate and interpret probabilities for a random variable given its cumulative distribution function. A cumulative distribution function defines the probability that a random variable X takes on a value equal to or less than a specified value. It represents the sum of the probabilities for the outcomes up to and including the specified outcome. For any value x, the function will return the cumulative probability of outcomes less than or equal to x. Consider a probability function defined as the set of outcomes 1, 2, 3, and 4, where the probability of each outcome, or p of x, is x divided by 10. For this distribution, the probability of an outcome less than or equal to 3, or f of 3, equals 0.6, or 0.1 plus 0.2 plus 0.3. This means that f of 3 is the cumulative probability that outcomes 1, 2, or 3 occur. The next LOS are to define a discrete uniform random variable, a Bernoulli random variable, and a binomial random variable, and to calculate and interpret probabilities given the discrete uniform and the binomial distribution functions. A discrete uniform random variable is one for which the probabilities for all possible outcomes for a discrete random variable are equal. For example, consider the discrete uniform probability distribution defined by the set of possible outcomes from the roll of a fair die. There are 6 possible outcomes, and each possible outcome has the same probability of occurring, that probability being 1/6. Binomial distributions are one of the most frequently encountered discrete distributions in finance and many other applications. A binomial random variable may be defined as the number of successes in a given number of trials, whereby the outcome can be either success or failure. The probability of success, P, is constant for each trial, and the trials are independent. A binomial random variable for which the number of trials is 1 is called a Bernoulli random variable. Think of a trial as a mini-experiment, or Bernoulli trial. The final outcome is the number of successes in a series of n trials. Under these conditions, the binomial probability function defines the probability of x successes in n trials. To calculate the probability of exactly r successes in n trials when the probability of success is p, we must use the n choose r function we discussed earlier in relation to counting problems. The probability is n choose r times the probability p raised to the r power times 1 minus p raised to the power n minus r. If the probability of selecting a black bean from a bowl of beans is 60%, the probability of drawing exactly 3 black beans in 5 draws is 5 choose 3, which is 10, times 0.6 cubed, times 0.4 squared, which equals about 34%. For a given series of n trials, the expected value of the number of successes is equal to n times p, where n is the number of trials and p is the probability of success. The variance of the number of successes in n trials is equal to n times p times the quantity 1 minus p, where, here again, p is equal to the probability of success in any given trial. The next LOS asks us to construct a binomial tree to describe stock price movement. A binomial model can be applied to stock price movements. We just need to define the 2 possible outcomes and the probability that each outcome will occur. Consider a stock with current price S that will, over the next period, either increase in value or decrease in value, the only 2 possible outcomes. The probability of an up move or the up transition probability is P, and the probability of a down move or the down transition probability is 1 minus P. A binomial tree is constructed by showing all the possible combinations of up moves and down moves over a number of successive periods. For 2 periods, these combinations are up up, up down, down up, and down down. Importantly, up down and down up result in the same stock price S after 2 periods. Each of the possible values along a binomial tree is a node. One of the important applications of a binomial stock price model is in pricing options. We can make a binomial tree for asset prices more realistic by shortening the length of the periods and increasing the number of periods and possible outcomes. The next LOS is to calculate and interpret tracking error. Tracking error is the difference between the total return on a portfolio and the total return on the benchmark against which its performance is measured. For example, if a portfolio of U.S. stocks has a return of 4% in a period when a comparable U.S. stock index increases by 7%, both on a total return basis, the portfolio's tracking error for that period is negative 3%. The next LOS is to define the continuous uniform distribution and calculate and interpret probabilities given a continuous uniform distribution. A continuous uniform distribution is defined over a range that spans between some lower limit and some upper limit, which serve as the parameters of the distribution. Outcomes can only occur between the lower and upper limit, and since we are dealing with a continuous distribution, even if some specified value for a random variable is between the upper and lower limits for a continuous uniform distribution, the probability that the random variable will take on that specified value is zero. One of the properties of a continuous uniform distribution is that the probability that a random variable will take on a value less than the distribution's lower limit or greater than the distribution's upper limit is equal to zero. Another property of a continuous uniform distribution is that the probability that a random variable will take on a value that lies between two values that are within the upper and lower limits of the distribution is equal to the difference between those two values divided by the difference between the distribution's upper and lower limits. For a continuous uniform distribution that ranges from 0 to 5, the probability of getting a value between 1 and 2 is 1/5, or 20%.